More than 80 U.S. Capitol police officers were injured in the attack on the U.S. Capitol last year. Several have died since then.
Tom Manger, chief of the Capitol Police, is scheduled to testify before the Senate Rules Committee on Wednesday. He's held the job for less than 6 months after several top officials were forced out. Manger recently spoke with NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales about his vow to his officers.
This department cares about them. We're not going to let them down in the future the way they felt let down on January 6th.
Just talk a little bit about what the past year has been like for members of the Capitol Police Force.
Right. They suffered tremendous loss. For example, of the 80 injured, some are still on medical leave, and more than 130 have quit. They also saw more emergencies, including an April car attack at a Capitol checkpoint that left another officer dead. So Manger says he's working all sides of this, including addressing morale.
The discussion that I often have with officers about morale is, think back to why you took this job in the first place, and think about that, and then think, you know, is the job now harder than you thought it was going to be? And so that impacts morale. You know, you think, oh, well, this wasn't what I expected. This is much harder.
The agency will add a new wellness center this year near the Capitol for officers, and Manger wants to hire nearly 300 more cops this year and eventually get up to about 2,000 total officers to address increasing demands. This is all going to be in focus this week with the anniversary as well as when Manger testifies before Congress for the first time.
So after the January 6th attack, Claudia, the Capitol Police Force took a lot of heat, right, for not being able to secure the actual building. What have they done to fix those security concerns?
Right. Manger says Capitol Police have bulked up their intelligence sharing. This was a key January 6th failure. They hired a longtime Secret Service agent to help oversee large-scale events and added several new intelligence analysts. Manger said they also ramped up training, equipment, and staffing deficiencies for the riot control division, and they boosted communications, which was another area of weakness.
So, I mean, we heard Manger earlier say that the Capitol Police Force, that members just feel like the work is more difficult, that their expectations about the work have changed. But has it? I mean, has the fundamental job of the Capitol Police Force had to evolve since the January 6th attack?
It has. They've shifted more from a reactionary to a protection role, and the threats have just skyrocketed. Capitol Police saw more than 9,000 threats against their members of the Capitol lawmakers, so it's more than double the level seen 5 years earlier, and they still saw setbacks. Last month, a worker got past security with a gun in his bag, and it happened to be the same day that President Biden was expected at the Capitol. A first officer missed the gun on an X-ray machine, but later a second officer caught it, triggering a hunt for the employee who Manger said was located 12 minutes later.
But the bottom line is, it shouldn't have happened. But it was human error, and we certainly reinforced with those two officers and will reinforce their training. And no one has to convince anybody, me or any of the officers here, how critical it is that we not make those kinds of mistakes.
The agency is also winning praise for their reforms from lawmakers, but they want to hear about their progress, addressing more than 100 fixes recommended by the Capitol Police Watchdog, whereas only a third have been completed so far.